Indulge in holiday cravings with the nutrition you need from Kachava's All-in-One Whole Body Shake. It's 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. Try their newest flavors, like the limited edition Chocolate Mint. With Kachava, you're getting the highest quality ingredients. No fillers, no nonsense. Holiday nutrition has never been this easy or delicious. Go to Kachava, K-A-C-H-A-V-A.com, and use code FITNESS for 15% off.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
It's good morning to Conor Faulkner, transport commentator and host of the Driving Life podcast. Conor, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
We want to talk about the M50 being maxed out, but before we do, the traffic disruption yesterday because President Zelensky was in town. I mean, I'm glad it wasn't raining.
Yeah, it seemed disproportionately bad. And I have a little bit of sympathy for the Gardaí because we accept, Pat, that Zelensky's was an important visit and there were real and scary security concerns, which I'm sure they had to factor in. Probably couldn't publish the itinerary the way that they might in other ways. But they did. It did seem to be needlessly disruptive. I mean, right here in the city centre, there was colossal disruption yesterday afternoon. And that, you know, to those stuck in it without adequate pre-warning, that was pretty frustrating.
I mean, one of the things I noticed that Stephen's Green was supposed to be closed at 3, closed at 1.
Yeah, and what they had said in advance was that these would be flexible and that those times weren't set in stone. Tell you what, though, in 6 months' time, we have an EU presidency. We're going to have a sequence of events like this and meetings like this. We've done it before. It does need, I don't want to be needlessly critical, but it feels like it needs a better operational plan than we had yesterday.
Needs AI.
Well, sometimes biological intelligence can do the job if you apply it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, we want to talk about something that's happening every single day, not just when an EU group comes to town or a president. The M50 is clogged.
Yeah, the M50 is officially maxed out. I mean, somebody said to me not so long ago, is it true that the M50 is actually worse than it ever has been? And, you know, it is. That became statistically true this year. Transport Infrastructure Ireland have acknowledged that the M50 is, to use their word, or Seanan Hill's word, maxed out. It's running on average of nearly 160,000 vehicles per day, daily average. And that's deceptive because individual days are busier still. And there's just no more capacity that can be put on it. So it can't be physically expanded. What that means is that it is, in theory it works, we'd be screwed without it. But if anything goes even slightly wrong, a fender bender can cause huge disproportionate traffic congestion. And there's more of that happening with the increased traffic. Nearly 700 collisions have occurred on the M50 so far this year. Some of them could be very minor, but it only takes a 2-3 minute delay for the concertina.
So it's more than two a day on average.
Yeah, exactly. As I say, some of them are very serious. We've heard of those. But much more typically, a simple tip or something falling off the back of a truck or the most modest of incidents can cause a concertina effect, which can really congest the motorway.
Or if you have a little fog or a little ice or heavy rain. And the traffic speeds slow and the M50 depends on delivering the traffic through at a certain speed.
Yeah, and they put a lot of work into dynamically managing it. There's variable speed limits. They have response teams. They're trying to do as best they can. One thing I think which hasn't been dwelt upon, if you look at who uses the M50, there's an astonishing amount of private cars. They're 76% of the total on the road. Bear in mind that the road is also carrying, and this is actually true, Pat, 50% of all of Ireland's road freight uses the M50. It's the single most important piece of infrastructure we've got, possible exception.
I mean, it is a circular road. It's a sea because we don't go into the sea.
Yes.
So it's a sea from north to south, and it's tolled on one side of the river, which is another anomaly people talk about. But what feeds into it, the M4, the M7, the L11, the M and N3, because the N3 is sometimes M and sometimes N,
yes,
they all feed into this circular road to get to places.
Yeah, which makes all the junctions critical. I saw footage recently on social media of just the tailback heading out the M4 towards Kildare. And it was like one of those scenes you see from America at Thanksgiving, just a constant line of lights. And that's daily life for everybody in the morning there. And a lot of those are commuters. On the M50 itself, 90% of those cars are single occupancy. Now, why are people condemning themselves to purgatory on the bloody M50.
Because there is no other way exactly. for many of them.
They're not doing it because they're lazy. I mean, sometimes policies will say, let's tax the buggery out of that. Let's up the tolls. Let's make it hard for them. But you're not solving the problem. You know, they're choosing to get to work. They know it could be an hour today. It could be 2 hours tomorrow. And that's torture. But they also know if they try public transport, it's 2 hours on a good day.
Tell me about the park and ride facilities, the massive car parks that should be there all around the M50. So when the N7 and there is one there at the Lewis stop, and the M4 and all of the rest of them, when they feed into the M50, for people who don't want to actually put up with the purgatory, they should be able to get public transport from those car parks because needs must, maybe they live in a rural hinterland, they have to use the car for the first stage of their journey. How many car parks, park and rides do we have and how many are linked to public transport?
Well, nowhere near enough. And the Red Cow Lewis is the best known one and it does do a good job. It's arguably too close to the city. You're practically part of the M50 congestion before you can bail out of it. But there's car parking needed in places like Navan, for example, to serve the commuters there. In a lot of cases, you have the commuter, particularly if they're coming 20, 30 kilometres, they can't solve the first 5 kilometres. And having taken the car that far, the marginal cost is they bring it the rest of the way into the city. So there's very few people who are in the car. I mean, too often transport planners make a pantomime villain of the poor fella in the car as if it was his laziness or her laziness that was causing the situation. They're absolutely weeping, trapped.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Now, this is not something that happened overnight. It's been growing and growing and growing. And even, you know, when we had the collapse back in the early teens of the century, we knew that there would be a recovery and there would be growth on the M50. So what did we plan to do?
Well, we knew it further back even than that. And we actually got a bit of a pass. We got lucky because COVID and the working from home phenomenon actually took the temperature out of traffic for about 5 or 6 years. So we got away with it. But inevitably, it recongested again. What have we done to alleviate it? Well, not enough. We made a religion out of not building roads under the previous regime. We brought in this 2-to-1 ratio. So things like building an outer road, for example, which, unfashionable though it seems, we will eventually need to do. And then some of the really, really big ones, Pat, are the strategic public transport investments in Dublin. Because remember what I said there, 76% of cars on the M50 are commuters, 90% of those one occupant only, and they don't want to be there. If they had any sort of an alternative, they would take it. So you have
Can you price them off the motorway?
Well, you can, but you're not solving the problem. I mean, you could block every road in Dublin, but you can't pretend you've solved any problem. You will suppress traffic by suppressing economic activity.
I mean, when you think about it, the North Circular Road in Dublin and the South Circular Road were the ring roads of their time. And then they built another set of ring roads further out, taking you through Temple Oak, for example. But then they eventually built the M50, which was sort of the solution to all our problems. It's full.
And the city itself is now nearly 2 million people. We were talking about 2010 when the M50 was in theory completed. The city is nearly 20% larger by population just in those 20 years. So we say again what we said 20 years ago. There's no point fiddling around with building roads that are going to fill up without strategy in it, putting a bus lane here, knocking a tree down there, putting a speed bump and a cycle lane in here. We have got to build Metro. In the name of God, for the long-term future of Dublin City, we know we have to do this. And every time we stall or prevaricate or we say, we can do bus connects instead, you know, that'll keep us going. Even if it's totally successful, bus connects will last 10, 12 years.
There are two aspects of Metro. One is tunnelling. The first thing about tunnelling, as we discovered with the Port Tunnel, as you're digging underground, relatively little disruption.
Yeah,
because you're tunnelling. But also, if you plan it early enough, you can do a lot of open-cut construction because you're going through green fields.
Cut and cover.
Cut and cover.
So it needn't be the phenomenally difficult engineering challenge. It also doesn't have to be physically underground. Metro just needs dedicated track. So it doesn't. You don't have to build a tunnel everywhere. Look at cities like Nice, for example, where you know tunnels under bits and then it runs under. It's possible to do Metro without thinking of the London Underground. But in the name of God, we have to do it. And every time we do a half measure or we come up with something cockeyed instead, we just put off the day. We didn't do Metro 25 years ago because 3 billion was too much. We're going to do it now at a cost of 12 billion. And if it's delayed for a few years, that'll go up to 15 billion. And if we do bus connects instead and don't bother hurrying with it, the cost will go up again. And we will still be back where we
now
started.
My screen is filling up with comments. I'll read just a few before we conclude. Build a monorail above the M50.
Well, it doesn't have to be a monorail. The M50 is a dedicated track, but if you had a train there, it can't really serve junctions. So, you know, put a second deck on it. There's all sorts of costs. That's probably not one of the solutions, but that sort of, you know, vision, if you like, or willing to
think
build
outside
big
the box
is needed. Yeah.
You should live in Galway and see what our serious traffic looks like. It's
Indeed.
An absolute disgrace. The people of Galway are subjected to a giant car park all over the city and its environs, and that is true.
Per capita, it's even worse than Dublin. The reasons are the same, but Galway is an incredible case study of poor traffic management.
Blanche, Lucan, the Red Cow are lethal, says another. Another one says, heading onto the M15 now. I wouldn't have to if the 103 bus Ashburn to Dublin wasn't always breaking down or overcrowded or passing us because capacity is maxed out. Put on a reliable bus service and I won't be on the M50 anymore. I wonder, do they want the extortionate daily payment from us? That's from Grania. And a number of people making the point, it doesn't work, it doesn't do what it says on the tin, and yet we're still paying for it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry we're paying for it, and I think that's clunky and clumsy. It does work. You know, imagine how stuck we'd be without it. And bear in mind, you know, to be positive about it, Pat, these are the problems that come with success. For those long enough to remember the 80s in Ireland with the opposite problem, nothing going on, we now are vibrant and growing. We're growing out of you know, ahead of our ability to keep pace, and that has become a crisis. But it's a crisis that comes with success.
And another one says, in relation to the M50, when these slower speed limits are flicked on for traffic management purpose, the toll readers should be switched off. Why are we paying a toll to crawl along a motorway?
Well, why are we paying a toll at all? I mean, it's just a cash extraction system. I don't think it should be there. So I would take the point on tolls. No problem with paying the money. You know, it costs money to do things. Tax man's going to get you one way or the other. But I'd never been a fan of that toll, ever.
Just promote more remote working. It gets more people off the M50 and away from Dublin in general. Also reduces our emissions. We need to drag ourselves into the 21st century.
It's got a role to play. And as I say, it did help. Mondays and Fridays are not what they used to be. And if it wasn't for remote working, we'd probably be good 5 or 8% worse than we are now. So it's helpful. But ask employers about that. You know, sure. There's more going on.
And so you'll only have guards, teachers and other essential workers on the M50.
Well, you don't want to hear that your pilot is working remotely today, do you?
No. Transport commentator, host of the Driving Life podcast, Conor Faulkner, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.